Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and our special guest, the nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom. And we're talking about bone health and calcium and magnesium and all the other nutrients that you might be interested in. And we were touching on vitamin K. Don, you want to continue?
Yeah, thanks, Sam. First, let me tell you folks, I think we have one or two people that have been patiently waiting on the phones. We'll get to you in just a moment. Those others who would like to get in line now to have your questions answered, you're welcome to give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, first, I want to finish up our comments on Coumadin. Coumadin and vitamin K. I said Coumadin because one of the things I located was a very nice write-up on the questions surrounding the use of Coumadin and vitamin K. It's on the website from the National Institute of Health. And if you go to their website, it's something like NIH.gov. I don't remember exactly. And they have a section on supplements and supplement-drug interactions. And there's one on Coumadin and vitamin K. And, if you have any questions, that's a nice little reference piece. I'll try to remember to put a link to that on our website next week. But basically, what they point out is that it's not that you can't take vitamin K or eat vitamin K-rich foods if you're on Coumadin. The key, they have three points that they suggest that you follow. Number one, you take your correct dose of Coumadin at the same time every day. Number two, have your INR and your prothamin times checked regularly. And then here's the key. Number three, keep your vitamin K intake consistent from day to day. Basically, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's important that you, number one, very important that you do not have a deficiency of vitamin K. And if you want to make sure that you are keeping yourself in optimal health, you want to make sure that you're taking at least a moderate increased level of vitamin K. And you can do that as long as you do it with the knowledge and cooperation of your physician, and you don't make any drastic changes. You don't want to all of a sudden start taking a high dose of vitamin K or all of a sudden start eating foods high in vitamin K without your doctor knowing about it. If you supplement at a level of vitamin K and keep it constant, and your doctor can adjust the dose of Coumadin accordingly, there's no reason why you can't take vitamin K. Now, Jack, am I on target with that?
Yeah, you are. And I'd like to add a couple of comments to that. Coumadin is the brand name for the drug warfarin. And it's often prescribed for people who have had a stroke or maybe had a heart valve replacement, that type of surgery. And the way Coumadin works is by antagonizing the clotting properties of vitamin K. Well, that might sound fine and dandy, but, you know, when you remember that vitamin K is involved in bone health, when you basically screw up the body's use of vitamin K, there are consequences. And there are good studies showing that Coumadin increases the risk of bone fracture. Now, you're absolutely right about keeping vitamin K levels steady. And there was a European study published about 2 or 3 years ago. And what the doctors did was take a bunch of patients who were taking Coumadin, and they put them on low-dose vitamin K. And they monitored them very carefully, just to kind of like check their prothrombin rate, which is their blood clotting rate. And all the patients did very well. What the doctors had to do was increase the Coumadin dose a little bit. You know, it was a short-term study, but hopefully in the long run, it would minimize the negative effect that Coumadin has on bone. Now, I'm going to throw in one other thing here, since we're talking about how drugs can interfere with bone and can interfere with nutrients. Acid blockers. Talk about a class of drugs that does a real number on nutrient absorption. It's the acid blockers, and we need an acid environment in our stomach to really be one of the first steps in breaking down and absorbing calcium and magnesium, B vitamins, many other nutrients. And so if someone's taking an acid-blocking drug, and they're already at a high risk of osteoporosis and bone fractures, then, you know, they really need to pay extra attention to their supplements. And my advice would be to take those supplements maybe 10 or 12 hours away from the acid-blocking drug. Don, any other comments on that?
Well, yeah, I'm going to comment on your comment. The first thing I was going to say, what we didn't mention, getting back to vitamin K, is that there are several forms of vitamin K. From a supplement standpoint, most people prefer the K2. Or the MK7 form of K2 from the NATO extract. The reason is that it's just absorbed better and you get much higher blood levels. It may be a little bit more expensive than the K1, but you get up to four times, I think, the blood levels from the K2 that you do from the K1. Solgar has a nice MK7 K2 product. I think it's 100 micrograms per veggie cap. Which is a nice dose, and I just wanted to mention that. But Jack, you brought to mind another thing when you mentioned acid blockers. Those of you who are or have no choice but to be taking acid blockers, the form of calcium that you take is especially important. Some forms of calcium, as I believe Jack mentioned during the first hour, are more dependent on the presence of acid in the stomach than other forms. The citrate forms and the organic chelate forms are less dependent on the calcium. So if you are anybody who has a compromised level of stomach acid, you definitely don't want to be taking a calcium carbonate, a bone meal calcium, a coral calcium, anything along those lines. You want to be taking a citrate, a malate, a glycinate, and of course a good old Solgar. That's exactly what they now have in their advanced calcium complex. I know that sounds like a commercial, but they are sponsoring Jack's presence today, so I want to give them credit where I can. But they have both the calcium and the magnesium, which is especially unusual here. The calcium and the magnesium in the advanced calcium complex are the organic chelate forms. So usually, you'll see the calcium may be a citrate or a chelate, but the magnesium will be the oxide. That's not the case in the advanced calcium complex from Solgar. The magnesium is also present as a malate, citrate, and glycinate blend, okay? So I just wanted to mention that. I think that takes care of the vitamin K conversation. And now, whoops, I'll tell you what, folks. I promised we'd get to the phones, and I'm going to keep my promise. But to avoid having to cut the first caller short, what I suggest, Sam, is that we take the break now. And then as soon as we get back from the break, folks, we will take your phone calls.
That's right. You're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Jack Chalam, and we'll be back in just a moment.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaru's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of Lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaru Formulas Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaru Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Sam Forbes, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. Don't believe me? Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our everyday low 20% discounts, we have the following sale in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is on sale at 35% off list. Doctor's Best is also 35% off. The full Natural Factors, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy lines are on sale at 30% off. All Solgar multivitamin supplements are on sale at 40% off. And there's more.
There certainly is more. By the way, Sam, I guess the VM2000 that I mentioned earlier would be on sale at 40% off. It's one of the Solgar multis, right?
That's right.
Okay, good. We also have deals on Natrol, Jaru Formulas, Nordic Naturals, New Chapter, Allergy Research Group, and much more. How do you find out what that much more is? You go to our website, wilner.com, and you click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter, request a free product catalog, you can place orders, you can do all kinds of great things on our website. If you want to call for a catalog, that's okay, too. The number is 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. I'll give you that number one more time, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, better yet, visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website at www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices as well, and even place your orders on the website. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll begin taking your phone calls in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay,
welcome back. Yep. That's all right, Sam. You can have it.
All right. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. I was just looking at the internet and seeing if I could find some answers to some of the questions we're getting. So, Don, why don't we just get right to the phones?
I agree, Sam. Let's go directly to Jenny in Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Jenny?
Hello. Thank you for your informative program and your great staff.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm 68. I'm black. I'm diabetic, too. Arthritis I have, and last fall I was told that my vitamin D level was at 12. So I've been really taking a lot of vitamin D and calcium, but when I went for my mammogram, both my breasts are calcified, and one is abnormally calcified. I have to go to a breast specialist tomorrow. I was wondering if there's anything that I could take to get rid of some of the calcification. I have uterus calcification and if vitamin D, should I stop taking it so much?
I think Jack, her concern is that the extra vitamin D that she's taking, perhaps with the calcium, has contributed to calcification of her breasts. Is that, you think that's, there's a connection?
I do not think there's a connection there. And I can come back to that in a second, but if Jenny's vitamin D level was 12, I think she needs to be taking at least 5,000 IU of vitamin D3 a day to get it back up. And most docs consider 30 kind of like the cutoff between normal and deficiency. And you really want to get it up toward, you know, the 40s and then the 50s for optimal health. Now, there's some interesting twists and turns and overlap here. Typically, breast calcification, and I'm assuming Jenny is referring to these little calcium deposits that form. These are often considered a risk factor for breast cancer. And they're basically leftover calcium from when sort of precancerous cells disintegrate. Even though most doctors consider that type of calcification a risk factor, I think it's really a sign that the body's doing its job. Well, vitamin D has impressive anti-cancer properties, and I'd say at this point there have been hundreds of published studies showing that the higher your vitamin D level is, the lower your risk of multiple types of cancer. So I would preventively just really ramp up that vitamin D level to at least 5,000 IU a day.
Okay, Jenny. So actually, Jack is pointing out that that the answer is probably just the opposite of what you thought. But go ahead and see your other. You say you have another physician to go and talk to. Obviously, you have to follow their directions, and it may not be that much for you to worry about. Okay. All right. Thanks for that call, Jenny. Let's go to Rebecca in Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Rebecca, how can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a difficult time swallowing pills, capsules. I open them up and I put them in applesauce. Am I getting the same value? Is it okay if I do
that? Yes. Generally speaking, there's no problem with that as long as you open them up and ingest it relatively quickly. You don't want to open it up, put it in food, and let it sit, okay, because then you can have some degradation. But if you open the capsules, whether you're talking about dry powder, whether you're talking about soft gels where you squeeze it out, whatever, if you, as long as you do it at the time that you're going to take it, shouldn't be a problem, okay? Don't forget, that's what happens when it dissolves in your stomach, right?
Uh-huh. And also, is the liquid, like I take a liquid vitamin D, I take the D drops. Is that just as good as the capsules?
Well, it should be. I don't know. You may want to look at whether it's D2, D3, but I don't know that in your case, since the most important thing is to get it in a form that you can comfortably take, I wouldn't really worry about that. This thing about which form is maybe a little bit. May not be quite as important as some people would like it to seem. Both forms of vitamin D work, and it works well. So probably more of a concern is how much you're taking rather than what form it is, okay? And if you've been listening, you know that most people aren't really taking as much as they should be. If you can, get yourself a good blood test for your vitamin D levels, and maybe you need to take a few extra drops of that liquid vitamin D. Jack, Sam, you guys agree with me on this?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I think liquid is perfectly fine. A lot of people can't swallow pills, and it really makes no difference, D2 or D3. Usually it's in D3 form, which some people prefer, and that's fine, just as long as you're taking the right dose. You'll notice that there's a lot of different concentrations in the liquid D, so make sure you take it according to directions.
Yeah. And again, the important thing is that you take these things, and whatever needs to be done to make it palatable and to make it easy to take, that's what you've got to do. Okay?
I also like to remind people that vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. It's all fat-soluble vitamins. They should be taken with fats. The fats actually help the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins. So take vitamin D with a meal or your fish oil or whatever oils you take.
Yeah, and of course, Sam, that applies to most of the vitamins, even if they're not fat-soluble. Still, I suggest that you take them with meals, unless it's one of those rare nutrients that have a special reason for not doing so. Okay, folks, I think we're up against a break for the traffic, so we will be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
You're listening to the Wilner Window. Now let's go to WOR traffic.
And if you're traveling on the Deegan northbound side, Cross Bronx Expressway, we've got lots of slow traffic for you. Southbound side, as well as you head in towards the same vicinity, plenty of company for you. And the Cross Bronx Expressway is no picnic. Westbound side, really from the Bruckner right on up into the George Washington Bridge. Around Manhattan, we have street fares going on. 6th Avenue, 36th to 56th is closed. Lexington between 57th and 42nd down. Also, we've got a water main break, 59th Street just before 2nd Avenue. Delays with that on. Ongoing repairs. Let's look for delays heading into town over at the 59th Street Bridge. George Washington Bridge, about an hour wait heading into town. Lincoln Tunnel is going to cost you 25 minutes. Holland Tunnel out of town, about a 10 to 15 minute backup into town. Things not too bad. This report sponsored by Autolite. Take the Autolite Challenge. If you're not satisfied with your spark plug's performance, you get your money back. Go to AutoliteChallenge.com for details. Autolite, it's time to change your plugs. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aid garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
This is Sam Forbes, and welcome back to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Don Goldberg and our special guest, Jack Chalam. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Solgar Vitamin Company for making it possible for Jack Chalam to be with us on the Wilner Window today. Solgar strongly believes that an educated consumer will become a good Solgar customer. Solgar, the gold standard. Let me give the number for the studio here. It's 1-800-321-0710. We've got a few people waiting to ask us a question. So if you'd like to give us a call, the number again, 1-800-321-0710. Don?
Thank you, Sam. I guess we can get right back to the phones. And we have Evelyn from Westfield, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Evelyn, how can we help you today?
Hello. I'm very happy to talk to you. I visit your store all the time.
Well, thank you.
My doctor told me not to take statins for my osteoporosis because I was 88 years old. But he didn't tell me what to take. So I didn't take anything. I didn't know what to take. Now I'm 90 years old, and I have fractures, many fractures, about 4 inches already at my height. And I'm still not taking anything, and I want to start. It's not too late. So I wanted to know, what about strontium? Is that safe for me?
Well, I think if you've been listening, you've been hearing about a lot of different supplements, and I think we could say that what's required is a whole chorus, as Jack said, of supplements and different components that together will help you. And of course, we didn't talk about strontium, but certainly that would be one of the things that you could take among all the things that we've been recommending. And surely, I'm sure your doctor is offering something for you. He's not giving you any other kind of alternative. And by the way, I think you misspoke, Don. I think she said statins. I don't think she meant statins for fractures.
Yes, they want to give me statin drugs.
Yeah, no, Sam, I think she's talking in general about the doctor not giving her guidance, although I think we would all agree that for a doctor to be wise enough to tell an 88-year-old woman that maybe she doesn't need to be taking statins, and I'm sure Jack agrees with me on this, is probably a pretty good thing. Jack?
I would certainly agree. Evelyn's gotten to 88 years old, right. the worst thing she could probably do is start taking statins.
Now, Evelyn, okay, my suggestion is that, and I don't know why you have strontium, why you're asking about that particular nutrient, before I personally would suggest that you think about strontium, I would suggest that you make sure that you're doing the type of thing that I said earlier in the show. For someone like you, a product like a VM2000 from Solgar, one in the morning, one in the evening. It's a good B complex multivitamin. It has trace minerals. It has the B vitamins. It has all the nutrients that you need. And in addition, I would, to make it easy, I would go to the Solgar, the advanced calcium complex, and I would take one or two of those in the morning and one or two of those in the evening right along with your VM2000. Now, why am I recommending that? I'm recommending that because the combination of those two products, VM2000 and Advanced Calcium Complex, twice a day will give you the full spectrum of all the important essential nutrients, the vitamins, minerals, macro minerals in the proper ratios and prevent any deficiencies and so forth. That may be enough for you at this point, okay? If you are suffering from osteoporosis at that age, of course it's not. I mean, bless you for reaching 90. You sound lively and you sound alert and everything else.
Yeah.
I'll bet you could go dancing the way you sound.
Thing I wanted to ask you is, walking is enough, or do I have to have other exercise? Because I walk, but that's it.
Well, walking is a great exercise, and if you can do a lot of walking at 90 years of age, you're doing great. I wish my mother could walk. She's on she can't get around without one of those walker things at this point. But you're doing great.
Yeah, I thank God for that. I can walk and drive and everything.
I mean, you know, you should talk with your doctor and see if he agrees that you need to take additional specialized nutrients for osteoporosis in addition to the basic things. If he says yes, then you can start talking about the strontium. You can talk about the silicone products that we didn't even mention yet. Make sure you're getting the boron and all that stuff. Maybe even Ipraflavone and the isoflavones. But I wouldn't worry about that until after you cover the basics, okay? And that's why I'm making the other recommendation. Do you guys agree with me on this?
Definitely.
Jack?
Yeah, I agree, and I would just want Evelyn to be sure that she's taking enough vitamin D, since that plays such a pivotal role in bone health.
Yeah, we keep on coming back, folks, to vitamin D, and Jack is absolutely right. I mean, if you've been following the research and following the thinking of all of the experts, just all the evidence is just piling on week after week, study after study, the importance of taking a lot more vitamin D than we used to think was the appropriate amount. So you're going to have a hard time taking too much vitamin D. Okay, Evelyn?
Yes,
if you have any questions,
genetic medicine is good as the regular generic medicine.
Not always. I'm sorry to say. Theoretically, it should be, but unfortunately, no. It depends on the medicine. You have to kind of rely on your doctor or your pharmacist on an individual basis. It's not always the same. Okay.
Thank you, but the doctor and pharmacist said I should, so I was a little upset.
Okay,
That's why I thought I'd ask you.
Okay. Again, there are certain medications I know of. Certain generic drug companies have had problems. Certain medications have been surprisingly shown to not be the equivalent. It shouldn't be that way, but one way to look at it is if you're taking a generic medication and you're not getting results, and by the way, the same can be said sometimes for supplements. You go and you buy some kind of a generic, a very inexpensive supplement from a discount store or something, and nothing's happening. You know, the same thing can be said for that too. If you're not getting the results that you should, then your doctor should, at least on a trial basis, switch you over to the brand name product and see if it does better for you. Sometimes that's difficult because you have the insurance company to argue with and everything else, but it can be done, okay? Okay, Evelyn, keep up the good work and keep up your exercise, the walking, and make sure you're getting at least a good basic multi and a good basic calcium, magnesium, vitamin D bone health supplement, okay? Thanks for the call. All right. That was a refreshing call. 90 years old, and she sounds spry and alert. Okay. Edna from Monroe, New York. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I got injured in November. I fell, and I fractured my hip and my pelvis, and they put the hardware in and all of that. And a few months later, I was diagnosed with osteoporosis. I don't know if those two were linked, but I also developed blood clots and everything. And I've been doing research on my own on the Internet, and what you had spoke about, strontium, in the previous caller, is my question. Would strontium be helpful? Because the doctor wanted to prescribe me one of the drugs, and when I read all those, side effects, I just didn't want to be on that.
Okay, I'm gonna let Jack and Sam answer you after I just make one comment. Are you already taking the other things that we've been talking about?
I take vitamin D. I take I started myself on strontium, and I take calcium citrate you know, not at the same time as the strontium. So that's
what about the vitamin C and the trace minerals and the magnesium and all of the other things we've been talking about?
Okay, I take a Garden of Life Living Multi supplement, so I'm not too sure if that's got all the essential minerals in that or not.
All right. Okay. Maybe not. Products that are food-based, quote-unquote food-based, are very nice, but sometimes you have to look at the various potencies to make sure that you're covering your needs, especially in a case where you have a health problem like you do. It's important that you get certain amounts of these nutrients as well as the food base that they can be found in. So you may want to take a second look at that and see if it's doing the job. Okay, instead of me hogging the microphone, who wants to talk about strontium?
I'll jump in.
Okay, Jim.
And again, I would probably repeat your recommendation for the previous call, and that is focus less on something like strontium and focus on the basics that you would find in a good sort of bone-type formulation that would contain calcium and magnesium and other minerals. I would make sure there is probably a separate higher dose vitamin D supplement, and again in the range of 4,000 to 5,000 IU a day. And part of my recommendation here is reflecting the research over the last 10 years. And if you go back past 10 years ago, the general medical thinking was, people would have osteoporosis and weak bones and they would fall. The bones would fracture and then they would fall. Well, basically, medicine has largely done an about-face on that in the last 10 years. And the thinking right now is that it's weak muscles that basically set the stage for the fall. When you fall, that's when you break a bone, whether it's a leg bone or an arm or a hip. And you need vitamin D for both healthy bone and healthy muscle. And so it's not just a bone story, it's also a muscle story.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I recommend to people who have had broken bones is make sure you're taking enough vitamin C, because you need this to basically, it's kind of like, I think Linus Pauling referred to collagen as tissue cement. And you need vitamin C to basically help that cement harden. And that sort of bone cement harden. And
right.
And even though Edna broke her hip last November, it's not too late to ramp up the vitamin C. I'd say at a minimum 2 to 3 grams a day.
We also haven't mentioned things like silicon, Don, and I think silicon also plays a very important role in the cement concept that Jack has been talking about. And
right.
There are some good silicon supplements available that you could take in addition to everything that Don and Jack have been mentioning, Edna. So silicon, the BioSil product, for instance, this seems to play a very important role in collagen.
Yeah,
in the
BioSil, Gerosil, yeah. And folks, before we thanks for the call, Edna. We're going to have to take a break. Before we do, we're not trying to say that strontium isn't something that might play a role here. What we're doing is we're kind of resisting this tendency to succumb to what you might be seeing in the advertising and putting strontium up too high in the priority list. What we're saying is it's more important that you cover all these other nutrients that we've explain or describe before you start worrying about something like strontium. Strontium is fine. We've talked about it. We have products we've recommended, the Doctor's Best, the strontium bone maker, but don't turn to that before you cover the other bases, the calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, the vitamin C,
vitamin
the protein,
K.
Vitamin K, all these other things, okay? Strontium is fine, but don't get too carried away with all the promotion that you're seeing about it, okay? It can play a role, but it's not at the top of the list. That's what we're trying to emphasize. Okay, having said that, I'm afraid we have to take another short break. We'll come back and get back to your phone calls in just a minute, Sam.
Okay, that's what exactly we'll do. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back with Jack Challen, the nutrition reporter, after these words.
Probiotics have been shown to be beneficial in many ways. Introducing these friendly bacteria into your intestines can make the environment unfriendly to harmful bacteria that may reside inside your body. Modern lifestyles can be very harsh on these friendly bacteria. Stress, processed foods, antibiotics, hormone replacement, and chlorinated water can all harm our intestinal balance. Loss of that balance often results in fatigue and a compromised immune response. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus normalizes the microflora in the intestinal tract, reestablishes the colon's optimum pH level, and suppresses the growth of bad bacteria while stimulating the immune system. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is unlike any other product available today. Boost your family's immune system year-round with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemists has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Don?
Thank you, Sam. I think we'll get right back to the phones and talk to Jen from Belmar, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jen. How can we help you?
Thanks so much for taking my call. We've listened to your show since you first came on the air.
And this is for my husband I'm calling. I mean, he takes the Wilner 4 a day, and if my memory serves me correctly, he gets 1,000 of calcium in the 4, 500 in magnesium. He also adds another 500 of magnesium. He takes 5,000 of the D3, and he also takes the oils and everything. And he has got a problem with his legs. It's not arthritis because he doesn't have any pain in them. It's just like when we walk the boardwalk, his gait isn't just right all the time. He can go off on his gait. And we were wondering, besides everything that you mentioned today, which he already takes, what could you tell us that he could take?
Well, okay, there's two things that I'm going to say first. Number one, I suspect Jack will, you know, Jack's mentioned numerous times the connection between muscle tone, muscle health, and bone health, and I suspect that may have a bearing on his comments. The other thing is, you know, the question is, has he been to a doctor to get a diagnosis on this? Because it may not be related to bone or muscle. It could be a balance problem. It could be a lot of other things. So if you haven't had him checked out by a physician, that's the first thing that we have to tell you to do.
He has completely.
And the doctor said there's nothing wrong.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, then in that case, Jack, do you want to take a crack at this?
Yeah, I would try a different doctor. And the first thing that comes to mind, and I'm not making a diagnosis here, but I'm just suggesting you look at it. When someone comes to me and says there's a gait issue, the first thing I think of is what's called an ataxia, A-T-A-X-I-A. And so I would try to identify whether that's the real problem or if it's something else. Just because one doctor can't diagnose what's wrong doesn't mean another doctor can't do it. And it may not be an ataxia. It could be something totally different. But you might make a note, if it does turn out to be an ataxia, the two nutrients that seem to play a key role in helping this are vitamin E and coenzyme Q10. But again, as Don aptly recommended, get a good diagnosis, and you know, if one doctor just sort of can't figure it out, another doctor probably could.
Sam, do you have anything quick, or you want me to
wrap
it up?
No, I mean, obviously there's something going on that needs to be evaluated and established, because there's definitely something going on.
Yeah, you know, the other areas to maybe think about, you know, if you're taking Wilvite as your basic multi, that's great. Wilvite is not a high-potency B-complex. I would think that if you wanted to experiment some, you could try to add a 50-milligram B-complex twice a day, see if that helps. So we advertise that Country Life coenzymated B-complex. You could try that. If he's not taking something like ginkgo or the product from Doctor's Best that we mentioned a week or two ago, the what's it called, Sam? The mixture of phosphatidylserine
enhancers,
a natural brain enhancer, something of that sort, or maybe some ginkgo. Just again, I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here, but these are things that you could play with if you wanted to. But again, I agree with Jack also. I think that the thing that would worry me the most is that there might be some underlying problem that you haven't identified yet. Okay, Jen?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for that call. Okay, we're running out of time. Joyce, real quickly, we have only a short time left. How can we help you today?
I really have to cut this down. In the last 2 years, there's been a lot of emerging science saying that K2 should be present when you're taking calcium and vitamin D. And even your Bone Strength Take Care by New Chapter, it's in your catalog, advertises that's the case. Otherwise, the calcium could go to the soft tissues and the joints, blood vessels, maybe even breasts, and to direct it to the bone, you need to have K2. Now, is that accurate? Or could, if you're without the K2, is it still going to go directly
to
the bone?
No. As we said earlier, it's very important for bone health and other health problems that you do not have a too low a level of vitamin K. It's also something you have to be careful. You don't want to have too much vitamin K. So making sure that you're getting the right amount is indeed very important, okay? So, yes, vitamin K should be a supplement that you'd look at, okay? I'm afraid we have to stop now for a short message. Back in a second.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, well, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. I want to tell you that this portion of The World in the Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega 100% Pure Wild Caught Salmon Oil Supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. I want to thank Jack Chalom for being with us today, and I want to thank Solgar for making that possible. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Noah and Ira in the control room. See you folks again next week. We're going to have someone from Jarro to talk about the IBS product that you've heard so much about. Tune in then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.